The anonymous landlord is more than just making profit from property. It's a system of automation and a strategy which will shape the way you invest in property forever. It's a quality of life, it's a way of life, it's a business mindset. The anonymous landlord will make loads of money from property and continue to grow wealth and assets without giving up time or energy or life. Because what's the point in making a load of money from property if you've got no time or energy to enjoy it? My name's Tom Sohn, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Good morning, everybody. It's Tom Sohn here, and welcome to another episode of The Anonymous Landlord. And today, we're talking about the fact that your fear of missing out is stopping you from making profit in property. In fact, it's stopping you from succeeding in everything you do. Because if you've got a fear of missing out, when it comes to progressing your life, progressing your investments, and taking yourself forward, then the chances are you have a fear of missing out in everything. So either in property, that fear of missing out is either stopping you from buying a property investment, or it's making you buy the wrong property. And do you know what? You're probably not buying that property because you think maybe you're going to find a better property investment deal, or you buy the wrong property because you think, you worry that you're never going to find another opportunity again. And both of those things are equally as annoying. I feel your pain. I've been there. And then you get annoyed with yourself, right, for not going for it and not taking that opportunity. And then you see someone else take that opportunity and they just do exactly what you wanted to do with it. And it's so irritating, and I really do feel your pain because I've been there, I've done that. And hi, Shelley, thanks for coming along. But look, how can you overcome that fear? And by the way, property investing is just investing. And investing is just progressing. It doesn't matter whether you're investing in property or shares or business or anything. Whatever it is you're investing in, this is all the same thing. Now, I use property as an example for me because, well, that's what I do, right? So I really want to hit home that if you get this bit right, then everything else starts falling into place. You start being able to succeed in your work. You start being able to succeed in your business, in your life, in everything that you do. And most importantly, you start being able to make a bit more money from your investments. So, and like I say, it's all the same. If you are stopping yourself from succeeding at any one thing, then you're going to be holding yourself back from so much more, or at least holding yourself back from getting to where you want to be. So ask yourself that question. Where do you want to be? I'm talking about property investing right now because this is my theme right now. I'm trying to concentrate a bit of effort on this whole element of fear that stops us from really driving forward and getting everything we ever want, because it's all there, right? And if it was impossible to get everything you ever wanted, then nobody would get anything they ever wanted. So what I'm saying is that you can get everything you ever wanted. And for me, in property, I had that fear. But now I don't have that fear because I learned how to manage it. So now that doesn't stop me anymore. And so that's why I'm focusing a bit more effort on this particular topic, the whole fear around property investing, what is stopping you from getting started in property investment, or what is stopping you from growing your existing property investments. And it's that little thing that maybe stops us from going for a deal, going for a property. It's that little voice that stops you maybe from releasing equity from your property and using it to reinvest in profit and reinvest it to get a return on your investment. It's that little voice that says, yeah, I'll definitely get to invest in property. Maybe I'll do that when things settle down a little bit, or maybe I'll do that when I've got the money. And really what I'm trying to get at is that you're always waiting for something to happen before you go and get your success. Before you go and get that property deal, you're always waiting for something. But let me ask you this. When did life ever settle down? When have you ever been settled down in life? Well, I can tell you, life does not settle down. It never settles down. If anything, it's the opposite. If anything, it continues to get more complicated and more complicated and more complicated. And then you start trying to invest in property and it becomes more complicated. And then you get a bit further in your work and you go a bit higher in your job and it becomes more complicated. And then you have kids and it becomes more complicated. Or you're a business person and you start to try and grow your business and then it becomes more complicated. So no, life doesn't ever settle down. And nothing ever is going to happen to you. And when have you ever had that money that will achieve your dreams? Because if you had that money, if it was a thing that you had the money to achieve your dreams, then you'd have achieved your dreams already. So life doesn't settle down. You'll never have the money. And do you know what? I speak to loads of people on my discovery calls that really want to take the first step into property. And do you know what? I've been speaking to someone recently over the last few weeks, actually, who has a lot of money in their bank, just sat there in their bank, but that person's fear of actually progressing and going for it and taking that jump just cripples him, absolutely cripples him. And look, I've tried to help. I've actually had three discovery calls with him. I've tried to help as much as I can. I've given all the advice I possibly can. I've given him strategies and I've given him all the support possible. But do you know what? Most of the time, the only thing that stops you from your own success is you. And nobody's going to wake up tomorrow morning. I promise you this. Nobody is going to wake up tomorrow morning and say to themselves, I'm going to go and make Tom a load of money today. Well, I don't think they will anyway. If anyone wakes up and thinks, hey, I'm going to make Tom a load of money today, then do let me know. That would be lovely. But really, they don't. Nobody else wakes up and says, right, I'm going to make you a load of money today. The only person that does that is you. No one wakes up and says, I'm going to go and make Tom a success. Nobody does that except you, right? Not that you wake up and say you're going to make me a success. I mean, that would be lovely. But what I'm saying is that the only person that's going to make you a success is you. So, look, or maybe they will think that when things settle down, eh? But look, basically, this guy that I've been speaking to over the last few weeks, his money is still sat there and he's not actually progressed forward and it's not making any money. Nobody's making any money from that money that sat in the bank except the bank. You're not making any money. He's not making any money. Nobody's making any money except the bank. Now, look, we all know why we should invest in property. We all would like to invest in property. I think we would anyway. And if anybody's watching this, then the chances are you either are a property investor or you're a landlord or you want to be a property investor or a landlord. But really, overall, all of us actually do want to invest our money and make profit. But what is actually holding us back? I've talked a lot about what the voices are that say, don't do this, don't do that. But what is it actually that's holding you back? Well, there's loads of things, right? There's loads of different types of fear. But the one I'm looking at today is the fear of missing out, FOMO. And it's a real big thing. It's a massive thing. And like I say, I speak to so many people in my discovery calls that have a fear of missing out. And I try and help them manage that, but unless I can do a lot of work with someone over time, then it's a different thing, or maybe they need to get therapy themselves or something like that. But how can you manage that fear? I wanted to give you a few little tips on how you can manage that fear yourself. And the first thing I'm going to go through is something that I've mentioned a few times before. It's due diligence, and I'm probably going to mention it again. But due diligence is the first way that you are able to turn your fear into a number. And numbers aren't scary. But there's more to it than that. Because when you're calculating your due diligence and you're doing your research, then you need to set your targets. And I call them boxes. So you set your boxes. And that can be yield, profit, the cash required and when, your return on investment, when you're going to get your money back out. Your target tenants, your ideal property types, each one of those is a box. And if you can tick those boxes, then go and buy that property for your tenant. So you do your due diligence, you set your boxes up, and then if you can tick those boxes, then you go and buy that property. And you don't hold back. You don't worry about maybe you could make an extra $2,000 or $3,000 on the next property deal. Maybe you can get an extra £50 rent on the next property deal. Don't worry about that. That's your fear of missing out telling you, hold on, this is ticking my boxes, but what if the next property ticks my boxes even better? What if I can make a bit more profit on the next property deal? Yeah, maybe, maybe. But that is your FOMO. That's your fear of missing out, doing that to you right there, right now. So if it ticks your boxes, you've done your due diligence, you've ticked those boxes, go and buy that property for your tenant. Go and do it right now. And the next thing I want to tell you is, again, something I mentioned before, but I'm going to repeat it now. It's and this also has a little bit of a different meaning on this one, the way I'm going to describe it here. But you've heard me say before, it's just a pile of bricks. Now, if it ticks your boxes, as I mentioned just before in your due diligence, if it ticks your boxes, then buy that pile of bricks. It's so easy to really overthink and overanalyze a property investment opportunity. But all that is your brain trying to find things that are wrong so that you don't buy it. Because think about it, your subconscious, your brain is scared and worried about what might happen. You fear, you're scared that you might lose your money. You're scared that you're missing out on a better property investment deal. You're scared of getting a bad tenant that's going to not pay the rent. You're scared of the bad tenant smashing up your property. It's risky. Loads of things can go wrong. And that's why your brain is telling you not to buy this property. And your brain does that by finding something wrong, finding those things that will go wrong. Because it tells you in your brain, this is going to go wrong. Right, don't buy it. Oh, there's a bit of damp there. Don't buy it. Oh, look, there's a guttering is a bit skew whiff at the top of the property. Don't buy it. So, you know, there's always going to be those things and you'll always have to overcome those things. And it's the same in any life. If there is something you're scared of, then you've heard that phrase fight or flight, right? And it's kind of similar here because there's always going to be something you want to achieve in life, but you're scared of actually achieving it because your brain is thinking of all the things that could go wrong. That could be in work, in business, in property, in investing, in anything. So what your brain will do is put barriers in the way and stop you from doing that. It will make you overthink things. It will make you ask every single question about every single minimal tiny little thing. And it will put everything in the way of you actually moving forward. And that's very common, by the way. You're not on your own. And you might feel like, oh, why can't I just do these things? Why can't I achieve my dreams? Why can't I just progress to the next level? Why can't I do this? You're not alone. I promise you that. It is a very common problem because think about it. If investing was easy, then everybody would be doing it. If investing wasn't scary, then everybody would be doing it. If progressing in life, if starting a business, if growing a business, if launching a podcast, there he is. If launching a podcast was easy, then everybody would be doing it. But it's not easy. And so where I'm trying to lead you to on this is to say, number one, you're not on your own. Number two, there are ways that you can manage that fear. And as soon as you manage that fear, and as soon as you understand what that fear is, bam, you're on. You can move forward because you're out of your own way. And look, it is just a pile of bricks. And that's what I'm trying to get at here. And I veered off topic there. Shock, I know. But it is just a pile of bricks. So what I'm trying to get to there is your subconscious does not want you to buy this property because it is scary. There's risks and there's things that can go wrong. But it's just a pile of bricks. It really is. So buy that pile of bricks, rent it out, and move on. Move on to the next one. The point is, it's not an emotional thing. It's not going to hurt you. If you buy a property, it's not going to hurt you. You're still going to be breathing. No problems there. And it's not going to go wrong if you follow the most basic of steps. And I really do mean they are so basic. The problem is that we, as human beings, if we're scared of something, it means we don't fully understand something. And if we don't fully understand something, then it seems complex to us. Property investing seems complex to us. But let me promise you this. There are no secrets in property investing. There are no hidden strategies or Things that only I know about, there isn't. There really isn't. In fact, there's only things that you know and things that you don't. And we're all governed by the same rules. We're still governed by financial rules, by property, bricks and mortar, by the UK law of conveyancing and so on and so on. So we're all governed by the same rules in property. No person, if you ever see any person, any training course or any guru say to you, I've got secrets that no one else knows about. I've got the secret. Absolute rubbish, because nobody has any secrets in this. There are just things you know and things that you don't know. They're not secrets. So I can't remember what I was talking about there, but what I was trying to get to is that a property investment, it's not an emotional thing. It's not, it can't hurt you, and you will still survive. Even if you do get it wrong, you'll still survive. And look, I'll help you. By the way, I haven't mentioned this yet, but I'll help you. Book a discovery call with me. It's something that I offer all of my podcast listeners, all of my social media followers, anyone that watches this video in the future, then just contact me through Facebook. Just Messenger is fine, and book a discovery call. It's 30 minutes. It's totally free. Well, up to 30 minutes. I normally go on for a bit longer than that because I do like a waffle, but it's for whatever you want. I can give you advice. I can guide you on what to do with a specific property that you found. I can help you with due diligence on a property that you're looking at. Anything I can do to help you get that the right property and get it right, I will do my best for you. And it's totally free. My philosophy is, if you become a customer of mine, then awesome. That's great. Whether that's with my letting agent or whether we become, whether my property broker finds you properties or whether I start mentoring you. Anyway, it doesn't matter. If you're going to be a customer of mine, then awesome. We'll do great work together. But if you're not going to be a customer of mine, I'd rather be safe in the knowledge that I've helped you get it right for yourself. And you'll either be a customer of mine or you won't. But either way, I just want to make sure everybody gets this right. Because you know what? There's so many training courses. You can spend thousands on training courses now. And hey, I'm not saying they're bad. Some of the techniques and strategies in those training courses are great. But what I'm saying is that you don't need to spend a load of money on that stuff to learn from the real experts in the industry. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, I'm moving on. So that is it. Just a pile of bricks on that one. And the next one is make some profit. Duh. Yep, obviously make some profit. Some money is better than no money, right? Would you agree? Some profit is better than no profit. And think about it. And I'm going to give this to you in actual monetary terms here. If you leave your cash in the bank for 6 months, then you just lost $4,000. That's it. All right, I'm making these numbers up. But if you leave that money in the bank for 6 months, you've just lost $4,000. If you leave it as equity in your home, then you just lost $4,000 for 6 months. Just 6 months. You just left that equity in your home for 6 months. You just lost £4,000. And then in the next 6 months, you'll lose another £4,000. And then another £4,000. And every single year, you're going to lose £8,000 a year until you do something with that equity. Or you do something with that money that's in your bank, just sat there. Or that you do something with all that money that is in things that you always wanted to sell. You think, oh, I could sell that, I could sell this, and I could sell that and make a bit of money and reinvest it and so on. It's all sat there doing nothing. So you're losing money every single day that you don't lose, you don't make some profit with it. All right, look, I mean, that's a bit extreme. I'm not saying you should immediately go and remortgage a house or get all your cash out your bank. I'm not saying that. But what I'm trying to get to is you might find a better deal, right? You might right now think to yourself, I'm going to go and find a property investment deal today and I'm going to invest, right? Great, awesome. Now you go and see that property and you think, oh, what if I can find a better deal? Oh, I think I can do better than this. Now you might, you absolutely might find a better deal, but you lose money every day you don't invest. So surely you should go and make some profit instead of no profit, but you also might not find a better deal. Yeah, you could say to yourself, all this, I think this one might come on the market a bit later down the line. Yeah, maybe, but it might not. Or someone else might buy it. It might take you 6 months to find a better property deal than the one you're looking at today. And if that's the case, how long is it going to take you to get that £4,000 loss back? You have to build that in, don't you? Because your money's just sat there doing nothing right now. Whether that's in as equity in your property or whether it's in cash in the bank. Whatever it is, it's there right now doing nothing. And the only person that's making money out of that money is the bank. So what I guess I'm getting at is buy it now. All those things I've just been through, you do your due diligence, you create your boxes and you tick your boxes. Remember, it's just a pile of bricks. So go and buy that pile of bricks. It's not something that's going to hurt you. It's not going to stand up and slap you around the face. It's not going to hurt you or your family. It's just going to be a pile of bricks. Whether you buy it or not, it's still a pile of bricks. So buy it now and start making profit now. And if a better deal comes along later, like you're worried that it is, then maybe you can go and buy that one too. But don't worry about it. If a better deal does come along and you think, oh, that's a better deal than the one I bought, doesn't matter. It's just a pile of bricks. Or you could raise some finance and go and buy another one. If you do find a better deal, right? Actually, let me just quickly veer off topic. If you have that fear of missing out and you don't buy a property because you're worried that something better is going to come along, this one doesn't make as much money as something else might. Fine, it's a very common thing. But you could either, you could do one or two things, right? You buy that property today, buy that property. There's just a pile of bricks. Do your due diligence, do your tick boxes. And then find that other deal that is the better deal. And then either raise finance to buy that deal or offer it to another investor and charge them a fee. Simple as that. So you might make, I don't know, a few grand by finding that property deal and saying, oh, hi, yeah. Hey, Mr. Investor, you wanted to invest in a property too, right? Well, I've got one. I've just bought a property, so I can't buy it. Do you want to buy it off me? Yeah, all right, here you go. $3,000. Thank you very much. In the bank. You never actually owned the property, but you've just made $3,000. Nice and easy. I promise you, once you start doing that, you won't stop. Or you could raise finance and buy it yourself as your second property investment deal. Now, I've done loads of podcast episodes where I've talked about how to raise finance. And I'm not just talking about going to your bank and saying, hey, can I have a mortgage? I'm talking about properly raising finance, joint ventures, private investors, bridging loans, buy-to-let mortgages. There's loads of different ways that you can raise finance. Anyway, so that's that one. Make some profit. And the last thing I wanted to go through, I've just made this up, right? So bear with me on it. But don't chase a unicorn, buy a horse. I love that. If I do say so myself, and I'm sorry for blowing my own trumpet, but I love that. Don't chase a unicorn, go and buy a horse. The point is, you could spend ages trying to find that one big win that's going to make you a load of money, life-changing money, right? You could do that. And that's what I mean by the unicorn, that one big win. And thank you very much for pressing the likes and the hearts and the stuff like that. It just literally flies up all over my screen. It's so good. Anyway, don't chase a unicorn, buy a horse. Yeah, that one big win, that one unicorn that people always search for. It's like the lottery, isn't it? You always do your lottery ticket every week. And you try and win big, that one big win that's going to change your life. Well, unicorns don't exist. And if they did exist, everyone would want one. And if they did exist, there wouldn't be many of them. And so the odds of you actually winning big like that are very small. Because if there was a couple of unicorns on the planet, then everybody would want them and there wouldn't be many of them. So it would be very difficult to get. And you can guarantee there's someone who's a bit more immersed in the property industry than you that will go and get that property unicorn. And let me tell you this, the best investors on the planet do not bother with the unicorns. Unicorns are a waste of time because they don't exist. The best investors on the planet win lots of times small. They make lots and lots and lots and lots of small profits over and over and over and over again. And look, what I'm doing at the moment is I'm trying to build my portfolio. I'm not looking for one rental property that's going to make me a minimum profit of £1,000 per month every single time. I'm looking at lots and lots and lots of properties that are going to make lots of £500 a month. Lots and lots of properties that are going to make lots of £300 a month. But they're going to do it safely. And that's what I mean by don't chase a unicorn, buy a horse. Because there's loads of horses around, loads of them. And you know them. You've seen them everywhere. You know exactly what they are and you know exactly where they are. So go for loads of little wins. Wouldn't you love that if you could just keep winning over and over again? How awesome would that be? Rather than just spending 10 years looking for that unicorn and never actually winning. And that's what I mean by your fear of missing out. You are always worried about oh, this isn't the unicorn. This isn't the unicorn. I'll wait for the unicorn. I'll wait for the unicorn. But every single day that you don't buy a horse, you are losing money. Waiting costs money. Waiting is very, very expensive. So don't wait around. Now look, what I'm talking about here, I've talked about due diligence, getting those tick boxes and turning it into numbers because numbers aren't scary. I've talked about treating it like a pile of bricks. Just go and buy that pile of bricks. It's just a pile of bricks. And make some profit. Better than making no profit, right? And don't chase a unicorn, buy a horse. All of this is all about psychology. And we're all of us are just a product of our emotions. We're all emotional beings, right? Now, you could be a big macho type of person. Doesn't matter. You are still governed by your emotions and you're controlled by your emotions, and that's unavoidable. And for me, I learned how to manage the fear. I learned how to look after it. I'm still scared. I'm still scared of everything. I get really nervous about property investing. I get worried, and I can feel it when my brain starts telling me what I should and should not buy and what's wrong with this property and trying to put myself off. But I've learned to understand what that fear is and where it comes from. I've learned to understand how I can use that fear to make sure I get it right. And for me, it was all about failure. It was all about looking silly. Like when I first started doing these videos and podcasts, I was so scared because I thought everyone's just going to think I'm an idiot. And maybe you do, maybe you don't. But everyone's going to think I'm an idiot. That's what my fear was. But then I just went ahead and did it anyway. And in property investing, I'm still scared now. I invest in a property and think, oh, this could go wrong, that could go wrong. I don't want to lose money. I don't want to find a bad tenant. I don't want a tenant to not pay the rent or smash the house up or whatever. So I understand that I am scared of those things, and you should understand those things too, because we're all just human beings and it's very normal. You should not think of yourself as any lesser person just because you're worried about something or you overanalyze something or you feel like you're holding yourself back. Don't think of yourself as any less of a person. Think of yourself as a normal person if you do that. If you don't have fear and you don't have worry, then you're not a normal person. So, and thanks very much, by the way, for all the hearts. They just go like that all over my screen. It's really good. So what I'm going to tell you is a very, very, very great quote that was told to me. And it's all to do with that fear. And now you understand that you are scared. You understand that you have fear. And whatever fear that may be, fear of missing out, fear of losing money, fear of being hurt, fear of looking stupid, whatever it might be, fear of failure, fear of success. Feel that fear and do it anyway. Go and listen to my podcast, by the way, The Anonymous Landlord. It's right there, look. If you go and listen to that podcast, then there's loads of things on there which will help you get those steps right. I think I'm just about on 100 episodes now. So go and have a listen to the podcast. There's loads of free advice and free strategies that will help you get that property investment right. I'm trying also to show you that actually property investors, you can be a human being by being a property investor. You don't have to be some freak of nature who doesn't have any emotion and is able to just completely calculate logically rather than think, oh, I'm scared. No, we're all just human beings, believe it or not. Landlords, property investors, businessmen, business owners, whatever. So go and get that property deal. Go and get it today. Buy it today. If it ticks your boxes, go and get it today. Because waiting is expensive. And you know what? If you can overcome your fear of missing out, then you can overcome your waiting. Your brain telling you to wait until things settle down. And they never settle down. You can wait until you've got the money. And you've never got the money. Just go and do it now. Go and do it now. And hopefully, that is one more thing in order for you to be the best version of yourself that you can be. Because it's like I always say, and I'm trying to live this myself. If you're going to be the best version of yourself at one thing, then be the best version of yourself at everything you do. And think about it like that. You go and try something, you go and do something, whatever it is. Whether you're washing dishes or building a house or making a sandcastle or taking your kids to the park, be the best version of yourself that you can be in everything you do. And if you do have kids, and by the way, give me a comment below if you're a parent. If you're a parent trying to get into property investment, let me know. Give me a comment below. But if you are a parent trying to get into property investment, then how awesome would it be if your kids see you driving to be the best version of yourself that you can be in everything that you do? What a lesson to teach your kids. And on that note, my name's Tom Soane, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. But before you go to the next episode, I really want to hear from you. Just search Tom Soane on any social media, or just email me, tom@pinkstreet.co.uk. I'd love to know your thoughts on this episode. And if you need any help with your own situation, just get in touch. I'll answer every email and every message, I promise. Anyway, see you in the next podcast, and remember, being a landlord is hard. Being an anonymous landlord is easy. Invest, enjoy, repeat, and grow.